So our friend Sam Moscovich over at Ars Technica posted a piece on the ever-evolving Fine Brothers controversy. In case you don't know, Sam is here. He can explain to you who the Fine Brothers are and what happened this week.
Hey, guys. So the Fine Brothers, you may not know their faces. You may not have quite heard their name. But up until last week, it's very likely that you would have known them by their series of React videos, meaning they take a camera, set it up, and film people watching or doing other things. For example, older folks playing Minecraft or older folks trying out like a horror video game or kids and teenagers trying out toys from the 70s and 80s. The Fine Brothers have quite an empire as a result, you know, 13, 14 million subscribers on YouTube, all that sort of thing. So they decided to broaden their empire, which is where the news sort of came in this past week, when they announced initiatives to create something called React World. That was sort of sold to the world as an idea of, oh, do you want to make your own React videos, but perhaps in other countries or in other specialties we don't do, where you film people reacting to things? Go ahead and pay us for a license, because clearly you need their pre-built structure to film old people freaking out about Teddy Ruxpin. Anyway, the internet already didn't care so much for that, seeing that what their idea wasn't necessarily the most original to begin with. But then people started snooping around and realizing they'd filed some trademarks. They'd filed a trademark for the word React. Let me look up the exact term. It was a very narrow genre that they wanted to trademark. The word reacting as describing programs and webisodes via the internet in the field of observing and interviewing various groups of people. So, you know, it's a very narrow subset of a bunch of things that could be filmed. And had nobody really noticed, they might have gotten away with it. They were actually in line for the 30-day trademark review period, which I'm learning a lot about the USPTO office. That didn't happen. The Fine Brothers last night sort of ended the story, at least for now, by coming out and saying, that trademark we filed, that React World initiative, oh, and all those takedown notices that we filed in the past week, we're going to back off of that. Sorry, internet, we're not going to do any of that stuff. We get that our subscriber counts are tumbling by the hundreds of thousands every day ever since this was announced. So we're backing off of all of that. Complete formal apology.
Okay, so Liberty, you have an online community. You know, you seem to know how the internet works, how the young people work the internet these days. Now, I would like you to react to this story.
Oh my gosh!
So where do you think the Fine Brothers went wrong here?
I think they went wrong announcing it before the ink dried. They almost had it. Like Sam said, they were on the 30-day trial period. So they could have seriously sucked this bias and no one would have known anything. But I think people, especially YouTubers and people that have an online community and online persona, they tend to talk about every single step of their life. And, you know, before the ink is dried, before it's out there, they've already let people know. And that gives people the opportunity to kind of intersect and shut it down. So I think that's one where they went wrong. But after you read more into the story and learn more about what they were doing, they were trying to compare themselves to different businesses saying, hey, this is just something that we're trying to, since we started this and we've grown an empire out of it, this is something that we feel we have a stake in. And I think they went wrong with the licensing, attempting to have YouTubers license that, not even technology, you're licensing a concept to people that can film something on their phone. It was just a bit ridiculous. I mean, YouTube can't get people to pay to watch YouTube. So the fact that they're trying to get YouTubers to actually pay them to do React videos, I think is insane.
It really is. I mean, I am a big, my favorite YouTuber is Miranda Sings, who now has a Netflix show. But she is how I found out about this Kids React, because she did a Miranda Sings reacts to kids reacting to Miranda Sings. And I mean, that's how YouTube works. That's how the internet works.
It's all remix culture.
Yeah,
right?
We all talk about each other, and that's how everybody learns about it. So I don't understand why they didn't get this.
Yesterday, I was entranced by a YouTube live video stream of the subscriber count plummeting. So you could watch in real time a YouTube live stream that was just the blown up subscriber count just kind of dropping every 5 seconds, you know, piece by piece. I think what's interesting about this for me is that this is a direct this is a direct indication of just how important the audience is to internet content, and specifically content created by other people, you know, and not like businesses or corporate entities, but other people that have just kind of they've struck a chord with a large percentage of, you know, YouTube fans, let's say. And it, by and large, you know, it's easy to kind of identify with a lot of these people that are making these videos. You kind of you watch them and you say, oh, well, I could do that. And hey, check it out. They've done that and they've made it big and they've got these huge subscriber counts and all that kind of stuff. They've made a business out of it. But this just goes to show, like, you're not immune to this sort of thing. You know, you could make a false move, a wrong move, and have your entire subscriber count revolt, and that there goes your business. And that's exactly what happened here in like a day, which is kind of
impressive. I'm not even sure what they're trying to trademark or what they're, like he said, it's so loosely based as to interviewing a group of people. Yeah. Can they own this conversation? Because we seem to be a group of people doing an interview. Do they own this? Should we contact them? Should we write a check to the Fine Brothers? I'm confused about that. So
I think what was interesting about the YouTube reaction as well was it didn't even really matter so much, because the public perception and the YouTube drive to talk about it went so fast that there were so many people who made funny metatastic reactive videos. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites was a video game creator watching kids react to his video game and then reacting to that, and basically spending the whole time making fun of the Fine Brothers, making fun of the fact that they use known child actors in their random teen selection and things like that. So it really gave people a lot of opportunity to just lambast them in a way that probably wouldn't have happened. It's not a bottom line issue as much as just a general internet reputation deal.
Yeah.
Well, they apologized on Medium, and what I found interesting is, you know, I immediately read their apology, and I was like, I'm going to go in the comments and see what people are saying about them. And they did not disable comments, but they disabled the ability to view comments. So if you scroll to the bottom of the Medium post, it says, you can comment, but we've decided not to show responses on this story. Which
they're really limiting the reactions, aren't they?
Exactly. I wanted to see the reaction. And you did not limit comments on your story, Sam. And there was a point that there was a lot of comments on there. One of the comments said, well, I guess complaining on the internet really works after all, which is interesting because I think we're in a time where there's a lot of people that immediately complain on the internet. And it's almost like I don't agree with what the Fine Brothers did, but I feel like every day there's some story where someone makes a wrong move and then everyone piles on them in this sort of public shaming. And I'm reading a book that I told you about, Sam, called So You're Now Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. I highly recommend it. And it is sort of all this, you know, when you make a wrong move, you say something wrong on Twitter, and all of a sudden everyone piles on you. Mm-hmm. And in a worse way than maybe your original move was. Hmm.